Deep Space originates from the digital media studios of Impact Media Consulting. Audio tracking and mixing execute through a Tascam DP32SD. Signal processing and effects by Waves. Audio finishing executes in Adobe Audition. Intro and outro music by Arches Audio. In our last episode, Android Avis and Colonel Simpson made their way back through time and into Earth orbit. Thank goodness Android Avis synchronized our internal memory core with that of the proof and was able to mathematically plot a course that would get the proof back home. We learned that Dr. Dadfly is a driven man. Now the question is, what got him this way? He's captivated with Avis Stanley, and he doesn't care who knows it. How will Colonel Simpson keep her safe? Bubba shot down a UFO. And in grand fashion, as only he would do it. But what secrets does this strange craft hold? Could an alien entity be looking for it? And boy, General Stanley and Captain Nielsen have got the hots for each other. She wants to help him fulfill his dreams of becoming more of a major player in DARPA planning and development. But because of her rank, she's often left in the dark on project planning. How far will she go to get the rank that she feels she deserves? Find out in this episode of Deep Space.
Good afternoon, Lieutenant.
Hello, Lorraine.
Max, wait a minute. I shot you. Max, you're dead.
Yeah, you did. Nice gun, by the way. You got me in a very vulnerable spot.
Well, I told you to leave me alone. You don't listen very well, do you, Max?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm stubborn. But I don't want no money no more. I want you.
Me? What do you want with me?
I want a lot from you. I've had some improvements, and I think you'll like them.
I want nothing from you, but for you to just leave me alone. There's no money for you. I have nothing that I will give you. And I don't like men who force themselves on me.
Excuse me for my, shall I say, mechanical approach. I'll try to do better.
Do you realize the only time we've ever met face to face is in parking lots? What, are you afraid to come indoors, Max?
As far as I'm concerned, I am indoors. Now let's just call it a glitch and leave it at that. Now, you're coming with me.
Max, you're crazy. Now get out of here.
I'm not going anywhere. Not until you give me the money that you owe us, as I did you agree on.
You don't seem to realize that the business
around
the United States government.
Did you see the core?
Black ops.
Got it. Thank you, Shaw. Shut it down.
Hey, what the? You evil woman. You've tricked me again. I'll get you for this. I'll get you.
Harlan, I need you. I need you, Harlan. Sergeant,
okay,
I'm
now.
Glad you're here. The panic button works.
Yes, Captain. The General's put into place new security measures specifically for you, ma'am. You now have your very own special operations detail. From here on out, we're never far away from you.
Carry on, Sergeant.
Good afternoon. This is General Stanley's office.
Yes, General Stanley, please.
May I ask who's calling?
Captain Nielsen.
Yes, ma'am. One moment. Lorraine, how are you?
Harlan Stanley, my darling. You've got some splaining to do. Explain to me why this panic button calls in a squad of Delta Force commandos.
Captain Nielsen, code casual. You be ready.
Understood. Harlan Stanley, here I am. Code casual. I've got on everything you like.
Yes, you do. You look good.
Please tell me that armored escort is nowhere near us right now.
I can promise you that we are out of sight of them. They're just minutes away by air or land in case we need them.
So, you mean if we wanted to? What if we wanted privacy out here? You do know what I mean.
I know what you mean. It would be okay. You are a naughty girl.
Harlan, you make me that way. Why are we meeting here?
I wanted some fresh air. Plus, I remember what you said about our offices and homes possibly being bugged. Well, I'm solving all of that as we speak. Right now, our offices and homes are being electronically swept. All of the personal and professional vehicles that we use as well. We'll have the latest electronic jammers everywhere we go.
Good.
Wherever we spend the most of our time will be bug-proof.
Harlan, thank you.
No thanks needed. We're up in our game. We have to.
What do you mean?
Remember last night when I said that I hoped that Max wasn't what I thought he was?
Yes.
Well, he's that and more.
You mean to tell me that type of technology is out and about? I mean, that man, that thing?
Yes, android technology lurks amongst us. That type of technology is alive and well. In fact, my daughter was experimenting with it at one point. But this thing that you encountered then and now is on another level. That's why I need to find Marion Holloway.
Is this something that we've funded?
No, we're still in the research stage. At least 10 years out. I think we've been chasing the wrong thing.
Harlan, what do you mean?
I mean the hell with Simpson and his plasmonium. We need to find the source of this robotics technology. The plasmonium is nice, but imagine if we had both. Indestructible androids. Robotic people.
Harlan, you're scaring me. I thought we were trying to get away from all that cloak and dagger stuff. Harlan, that's not our life.
We are getting away from the cloak and dagger stuff. We're about to position ourselves to head up the development of the next generation of android development. We're going to take it out of the hands of Congress and their special committees. We'll initiate the research and Congress will fund it. It's all legal. One thing that's going to help with all of this is that we're going to know more about Max, your visitor from the parking lot, in the next few hours.
What was that weapon they used to subdue him?
It's a new type of ray gun that we have. It's a repulsor weapon. It's built to subdue mechanical vehicles. It can also be switched to kill humans.
Not again. Let me guess. I didn't know about this because
it was above your pay grade.
Jarvis! James? How is he? Where is he?
Miss Stanley, I've made radio contact with the proof. It's relaying its signal through our StarNet array.
Have you communicated with him?
Not yet. I have Avis's Sentinel locked in. Bubba will authenticate the communication channel and then you'll be able to communicate with Colonel Simpson.
Thank you, Jarvis. Keep Android Avis's communication sentinel locked in. We'll need to do a data dump soon. I'll take it from here.
Yes, sir.
Great. Channel proof. StarNet Light Wave Communications Channel Authentication Sequence Oscar Zulu Zulu Yankee. Break. Channel proof. Starnet, Lightwave Communications Channel, Authentication Sequence, Oscar, Zulu, Zulu, Yankee. Again, break.
This is Houston, contact with the test. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. End of test.
Roger that. James, old boy, we read you loud and clear.
It's good to hear your voice, my friend. You said we. Tell me that my better half is there with you.
James, my man, she is. She's been word sick about you. Avis, I'm gonna leave you two alone. I'll be back in just a few minutes to bring your man down.
Thank you, Bubba.
Jarvis, come with me.
Yes, sir.
James... I love you.
Avis, I love you too.
I'm so glad we got that out of the way. Come home to me. Now.
I'm on my way. Because the farm's transporter system uses our new lightwave technology, there's a transporter sequence that Bubba's got to initiate. As for us, there's no more pretending. From now on, we hold nothing back. What we have together is too powerful.
But James, if we don't hold anything back... we'll never get any work done.
Yes. Thank you for following my instructions about the farm. I developed that plan for your safety.
I'm glad that you did that. I love you for that. I mean, these past few days have been a whirlwind. I learned so much. And I was angry with you at first. I mean, there's so many things you hadn't told me. Is Avis all right?
Avis is magnificent. You built an amazing android.
I heard that. Thank you.
James.
I know. I'll be home soon.
Okay.
Avis!
Joy, I'm glad to see you.
I have been worried about you. I had to go back to Vandenberg for one of Captain Nielsen's crazy audits. Oh, and girl, I've got news for you. Word around the base is that she and your dad are a thing.
What? Please tell me you're kidding.
No, girl, they are all booed up. Just about every day, either he's in her office or she is in his.
I haven't had that many run-ins with her. I don't know that much about her.
She is a strange bird. Imagine, a captain running one of the most clandestine military bases in the world? She should at least be a colonel. That's how I know that your dad has the hots for her. He has the power to put her in her place. Hey, what's going on in the control room?
James is back. I just talked to him.
Oh my goodness! This is so exciting!
I know! Bubba's gonna come back and beam him down here.
Is he all right? How long has he been in contact? Where is he now? When will he be here? Oh my gosh, I'm so happy for you!
I know, right? Bubba and I were checking out the alien craft. That you didn't bother to tell me about. And while we were doing that, Jarvis let us know that he'd made contact with the proof.
Girl, that's a relief. But, what? Wait a minute. Alien craft? What alien craft?
You mean, you didn't know?
What? Know what?
Joy, just beyond that door, and then behind a huge insulated metal door... and located in a hella big hangar is a wicked-looking alien craft. You know that huge barn-looking thing up top? Well, that's the roof of the hangar.
And it's so big that it's stored 4 stories underground? Avis, you got me there. I had no idea there was an alien craft here. I had no idea. Wait a minute. The atomic shells? I've been here every day. That man
shot down a UFO late at night about 3 weeks ago.
Where was I?
I have no idea.
I didn't have anything to do on the base at that time. I was here 3 weeks ago. I must have been sleeping really hard, because I would have known when he got up out of...
The bed? Is there something that you need to tell me?
Okay, busted. You got me. Bubba and I are together.
I knew it.
Well, we've been together since shortly after I got to Vandenberg. Remember I told you we met at Hughes Aircraft, and I facilitated the procurement of the shipment of shells. At that same time, I got GSA clearance and was approved to come to Vandenberg. Well, Bubba came to help me move in, and after that, you know what they say, the rest is history.
Bubba's a good man. He's been like a big brother to me.
He better have, because you're my best friend.
Hello, this is Dr. Bot.
Simon, it's SWAT. I've adhered to your time frame to call. Have you made a decision about our alliance?
Yes, SWAT, I have. I will not be working with you on your scheme.
Scheme, you say? I do not scheme. I plan and I execute. When they come to fruition, my plans will make you a very powerful and rich man.
SWAT, I am already powerful. I am already rich.
If that's the case, you will learn that you are either with me or against me. And I can guarantee that you will regret being against me in this quest.
You see, Swan, this is a problem. This quest of yours. You are infatuated with the idea of colonizing Mars, and you have the audacity to think that everyone else here on the planet should sway to your whim. Starting to question your mental faculties.
My mental faculties are pristine! I see well into the future, and if you were smart, it would behoove you to trust my instincts. You seem to be living well out there on Senja Island. How well will you be living when the second largest island in Norway is swallowed up by the Norwegian Sea?
What? Do not play mental gymnastics with me, or I will pummel horse your ass right out of the gym.
Oh, my Norwegian friend has a fiery side. I like it. Now, enough with the jokes. What is your answer to my proposition?
What? You are on the wrong path. I don't know what has happened to you as Alta. You are almost maniacal. And while tenacity has its place, common sense must win out at some point. You, sir, seem to have lost yours. My answer is no. Goodbye.
Imelda!
Yes, Dr. Datfly. What can I do for you?
Alert my pilots and have the jet fueled.
Which jet will you use?
The G700. I'm going to California.
Hello?
Marion Holloway.
Hey, I know that voice. If I didn't know any better, I'd say that's Simon Bott.
That's Dr. Simon Bott to you. You may say that, and you would be correct. Marion, after all these years, you still have the same cell number. Amazing.
I still have the same secure cell number. You know I'm untraceable. There are only very few people that have this number, and you're one of them. Simon, my brother, how are you? Better yet, where are you? It's been ages.
Yes, it has, my friend, but not on purpose. Life has taken us on our journeys. I'm well and working from my base in Senja Island, Norway.
Senja Island? It's great there. But Simon, why so close to the Arctic Circle?
Norway in particular, Senja Island, lends many benefits to my creativity, my man. Should I choose to receive company, I know that the person or persons really want to see me.
Makes sense. You and I are a lot alike.
My friend, we always have been. However, I need to give you a heads up.
Oh, yeah? What's cooking?
Over the past couple of months, I've been in communication with one Dr. Swat Datfly.
Wait, Dr. Swat that fly? You kidding me, right?
No, my friend. This Dr. Deathfly is to be considered. He's maniacally brilliant and fabulously wealthy. He has aspirations that we all should be concerned about.
Oh, yeah? What's the connection? What's his background?
Well, this gentleman lives in Madrid and is a descendant of Spanish royalty. His parents were not active within the royal line, but were great educators within the Spanish university system. I'm alerting you because he is funding many illegal activities within the United States military. He also has ties in the feds there in your country.
Do tell.
Yes. Here's something else. Are you familiar with Colonel James Simpson?
Yes, I am.
Dr. Datfly says he is funding operations through the federal government of the United States. Some of these operations target Colonel Simpson.
Well, I'll be darned. Why would an heir to Spanish royalty want to be involved with our government? And what's his beef with Simpson?
I think I have the answer, and it is a woman.
A woman? Who?
One Miss Avis Stanley. Do you know her?
No, Doc, I can't say that I do. Should I?
My understanding is that Miss Stanley and Colonel Simpson are a couple. I learned this from one of my operational DARPA-procured android units. The transaction was initiated by Black Ops committees in Congress and managed locally by Miss Stanley's father, General Harlan Stanley. Do you know him?
Yes, I do. Well, I'll be damned. Sounds like the plot for a Bond movie.
No, my friend. This is an episodic podcast. Focus. Focus.
Oh, yeah. You're right. You're correct. Carry on.
Thank you. Dr. Deathfly is infatuated with Miss Stanley so much so that he has aspirations of taking her as his mate.
What?
Yes. Apparently he met her a few years ago at an astrophysics convention in Switzerland. To say that he is smitten with her is an understatement. You should have been there while he was speaking about her. The man is intense. Marion, I don't trust this man. Again, he's maniacally brilliant, but there are qualities about him that remind me of a small child that always got what he wanted. He has a hard time accepting no. He sees things, people. He likes them. He has to have them.
I see. I want to be clear. Why the heads up to me?
Dr. Deathfly is a world-renowned entomologist. He solicited me to build him an android army of insects. He has visions of threatening the world's food supply in order to control whole continents and their gross domestic product numbers. Marion, countries would pay a ransom just to keep their food supplies safe, and with that, their citizens.
Well, that's different.
Yes, it is. What's even more frightening is that he is dead set on executing his threat. I flatly turned him down. His infatuation with Miss Stanley tells me that his next move is to come to find her there in California. Upon realizing this, I immediately thought to contact you. I'm aware of your strong government ties, yet it would not surprise me if you've not heard of many of these developments.
Simon, this is disturbing news.
Yes, it is, on many different fronts. But here's something else.
Uh-oh.
Yes. I have reason to believe that Dr. Deathfly has repurposed some of my work. At least one of my better human droid designs. The droid was killed by a perfectly placed gunshot. I have invented a regeneration program that I need to speak to you about at another time.
Okay.
When the android returned, we repaired it and returned it to Dr. Deathfly's organization. Shortly after the retrofit, the droid's tracking sentinel was dead. I have reason to believe that he has people working with him to develop droids. He is stealing technology and applying what he's learning to his own developments.
Simon, I thank you.
Marion, my friend. I have a feeling that we will end up working together on this.
Agreed.
There is one last thing that you should know.
What's that?
Dr. Deathfly has visions of colonizing the planet Mars. He would use the income extorted from the world to finance his vision. The good doctor wants to personally do it before any country, thereby claiming the planet Mars as his own. I have reason to believe that Miss Stanley is part of that plan.
How so?
Dr. Deathfly thinks that Miss Stanley has the gene pool, intelligence, and personality to match with his own in order to produce children that could carry on his namesake.
Simon, stay in touch.
I will, my friend. I will.
Imelda, take a letter to Senator Greg Nord, NASA Administrator.
Yes, sir. Ready.
Dear Senator Nord, In our last communication, we discussed a timeline for the trial tests of insects in spaceflight. New developments have occurred. Developments that I believe you will be quite interested in. Let me know when we can teleconference again. Sincerely, Dr. Swat Datfly. Imelda, send that through our secure email channel.
Yes, sir. Doctor, what is our plan when we land? Our flight plan has us landing at Santa Monica Airport, 11.2 miles away from your ultimate destination, Vandenberg Air Force Base. I've arranged for ground transportation. They will meet us at our private gate. I am your driver.
Very nicely done, Imelda. Now our first task will be to make our way to Vandenberg. Since we've been unable to secure a formal meeting with General Stanley, I will find him for an impromptu audience with him. Since I'm funding private projects for him, the least he can do is give me a few minutes of his precious time. While I meet with him, I want you to find his better half, so to speak, Captain Lorraine Nielsen. You will need to travel the short distance to Vandenberg Air Force Base. There, you will encounter several more checkpoints than at Vandenberg. Here, show these credentials at each one.
When I find this woman, what should I do?
Imelda, there will be no need for aggression.
Your counterpart, Max, has gone silent. He's not been heard from since earlier today. His comm sentinel is dark as well. I'm concerned about his well-being.
Dr. Datfly, may I speak freely?
Of course, Imelda. Always.
Max's programming is too aggressive. You only allowed male automation systems engineers to program his circuits and physical attributes. What has resulted is an android that is too aggressive, and thus, he is unreliable.
Now, Imelda, you were designed by a mostly female team of automation systems engineers.
Mostly.
I appreciate your observation. You speak as if you have first-hand experience with him.
The night after my programming for release, he came to my data docking station and tried to attack me.
It appears we have rough weather ahead. I'm going to retire to my cabin. Shall you join me?
No.
Hey, girls.
Hey!
Baba, you look worried. What's going on?
Yeah, we'll talk. Let's get James home. Jarvis, light wave communication should already be set up. Open the channel, let me talk to James.
Yes, sir.
Light wave communications proof. James, can you hear me?
Light wave proof. Baba, I hear you loud and clear.
Time to come home, my man. Adjust your transporter system to Lightwave.
Already done. Bubba, verify this. Davis and I maneuvered the proof I started. We're at a 300-mile geostationary orbit, and we are fully cloaked. We have no anomalies above or below us.
All right, we've got the International Space Station on radar. They've got no way of detecting you. And there are no other space programs in your six, so let's begin the beam sequence. And afterwards, we'll need to begin a data dump from the proof. Jarvis, energize on my signal.
Yes, sir.
A data dump? Bubba, they've traveled light years away from us. The proof and Avis's computers have captured tons of data. Where will we be able to download and then store all of it?
Yeah, right here, down on the 10th level, Avis.
Bubba, that type of data storage doesn't exist just yet. You're talking about a yottabyte server.
Avis.
James Simpson, hush. As you know, the yottabyte is the largest unit approved as a standard size by the International System of Units, and you guys are talking about it like it's nothing. Bubba, You have a Yottabyte server here on the farm?
Well, yeah, we've got 10 of them.
That's it. I can't take any more surprises. Bubba, you and Joy are all booed up and you didn't or wouldn't tell me. I guess the next thing I'll learn is that all of this, the farm, was dug out by the Horda.
Avis! Wait. The what?
Hush, Joy! Bubba, you know, Star Trek Season 1, Episode 25, The Devil in the Dark.
Hey, Avis, that's pretty good. But Avis, we'll talk all about that.
Oh my gosh, this is what I'm talking about.
Avis, I didn't mean no harm, it's just that...
Can I come home now?
James Simpson!
What?
Avis, we need to get this boy home.
James, come home to me right now.
Okay, jeez, somebody hit the button.
Bubba, I have a request.
Sure, Jarvis, what is it?
I want to laugh. I think what I'm hearing is funny, yet, I can't laugh, I don't know how. It's obvious you all love each other and with that, you say the funniest things to each other. I want to have the ability to laugh. Can you design that into my personality makeup for a future BIOS upgrade?
Well, sure, Jarvis. We'll work on that.
Do you promise?
Yes, Jarvis, I promise.
We promise, Jarvis. That was beautiful what you just said.
Thank you, Ms. Stanley.
Okay, here we go.
Wait, will Avis beam down also?
Hey, I hadn't thought of that. Someone has to remain on board the proof. Otherwise, we won't have any way to get back to the ship. Someone has to man the transporter controls.
I can, but it would take a very long time. Remember, there's the proof's data and then there's mine.
I can go. I would be honored to assist Avis with the download sequence. In fact, it makes perfect logical sense. Neither Avis nor I need food supplements or oxygen. Although it generates its own oxygen, the proof has exhausted its food supplement allotment. And Bubba, I want to meet Avis.
That is so sweet.
Oh, Jarvis, that is beautiful.
Miss Stanley, you don't mind, do you?
Of course not. In fact, I was hoping you two would meet. You have my blessing.
Thank you, Miss Stanley.
Okay, James, here we go, man. As you know, we're 4 stories underground, so that means you'll be beaming down to the commons.
I'm going to go upstairs to meet him.
Okay, wait, Avis. Wait. James, I'm inputting the coordinates into the system. You're going to materialize approximately 40 feet to the right of the food replicators. Now, Avis, go.
Oh my goodness, she can run.
Okay, I'm ready. Energize.
All right, Avis is on her way to the commons. Energizing.
James!
Avis!
Okay, kids, break it up. It's only been 20 minutes. Enough of that eating you didn't see. We got work to do.
I guess we better.
Yep. We gotta go. Do you know where the conference room is?
No.
Come on. I'll show you.
What's it been like?
Well, considering the last thing I remember was meeting with your father and his group, it's been chaotic. Waking up in the proof and then to learn that we were 3 light years away from Earth,
Let's just say I was besieged with a lot of different feelings. I'm very fortunate that your creation was there to take care of me while I was out.
Considering what you've been through, I'm so glad things went the way they did. Was Ava sufficient?
Android Avis was like having you there with me. I was in good hands. And when I learned that she has your DNA in her circuits, it answered a lot of questions about her obvious personality.
I knew that my blood in her circuits would be a stretch. I'm glad she told you that you know. Did I open the door to something good or bad?
Both. We'll talk about it.
Well, look at you two all hand in hand. Now you're all booed up.
Yes, we are. But what is booed up?
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
Now, because the proof is a closed system design, I'm not too concerned about decompression issues, strange germs, viruses, or anything like that. We've noted a small logistics issue such as food supply and possible transporter limitations. Major issues include, and are not limited to, transwarp drive limitation anomalies, and more secure storage for the craft itself. Moving forward, I recommend that all work on the proof be done here on the farm. To hell with the government and their prying eyes. We try to be good patriots and provide them access to new sixth generation and beyond technology, and they try to steal it. Now, before we get into anything else, James, you are dead.
I was thinking the same thing. My father and his cronies think that James is dead. Therefore, he must be.
Agreed. I'm relegated to here at the farm. I have no problem with that.
Avis, you've been here a week. Do you think there are people at the base looking for you?
I'm a government contractor, so my absence isn't as noticeable as if I were an airman or working in an office. There are hundreds of contractors at Vandenberg. The only person that would possibly be looking for me on the regular would be my father. And I haven't had any communication with him since the day that James disappeared.
Well, your father's over Vandenberg. And Captain Nielsen is the head honcho of Vandenberg. I know for a fact that she's been digging into your whereabouts.
That would explain why she was grilling you about me. She was bird-dogging for my father? Ugh, I can't believe that they're a couple.
Well, she's an interesting woman. I will say that.
Oh, really, James? How do you know that? Have you spent any time with her?
Whoa, your voice. What happened?
Yeah, Avis, what was that?
James Simpson, don't change the subject.
No, I've not spent any time like that. Not like that. Not like what you're talking about. It's just that she's a captain running a darker-than-dark ops base. Responsibilities like that usually go to colonels or generals.
James, oh boy, you jealous about that?
Not in the least. I'm a United States Air Force astronaut. My research keeps me busy. I could care less about running a base. Whenever I see your father, I'm going to punch him in the mouth.
I may help you with that.
Okay, that's all well, fine, and good. It's obvious that we've got a lot to work through. I've beamed Jarvis to the proof. He and Avis will begin the data dump sequence and monitor us there. They will also monitor activity at both military bases. Quite frankly, ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad they're both up there.
Why? What's going on?
Avis and Jarvis represent the pinnacle of our android development. They are far more sophisticated than the androids that we've worked with here in our laboratories, and those designs are the type that our government wants for our military. Avis, earlier, when I left the control room for you and James to communicate, I took a phone call in my office from a colleague, and he gave me some news that we all should be concerned about.
Bubba, what is it? What's going on?
The caller was Dr. Simon Bott, one of the world's top robotics engineers. I worked with Dr. Bott on the design of his MULE program for the United States Army.
MULE program? What's that?
Joy, the MULE program is a small, multi-purpose equipment transport program. In layman's terms, each MULE unit could carry the backpacks of a squad of soldiers over long distances. Now, Army veterans will tell you that those field packs can weigh upwards of 70 pounds. Imagine having a transport unit that can easily carry the packs of a squad of soldiers. That's 10 to 12 soldiers, 700 pounds of equipment. Anyways,
Dr. Bott has informed me that we have trouble coming our way from Madrid, Spain.
Trouble? What kind of trouble?
Dr. Bott told me that a rather interesting individual by the name of Dr. Swat Dat Fly might be coming to California very soon. Apparently he has ties with our military establishment at Vandenberg Air Force Base. And...
my father, General Harlan Stanley.
Exactly. More interesting is his interest in you, Avis.
Me? What does he want with me?
Yes, I want to hear this.
Dr. Bott says that this gentleman met you a few years ago at an astrophysics convention in Switzerland.
I spoke in Switzerland approximately 3 years ago. I don't remember meeting a Dr. Datfly. What could this man possibly want with me?
He wants you to be his mate.
Oh, Avis.
Joy.
Let me get this straight. This guy has ties with our government and our military establishment here in California. Two and two is four. General Harlan Stanley. To top it off, he wants to get his hands on my better half. I need to get to the base.
James, no.
James, you're dead, remember?
Yes, and when I get my hands on this Dr. Datfly, he'll be dead, and then I can be dead.
James, calm down. Listen to Bubba and Avis. We are at the advantage here. No one knows about this base. We are totally concealed, and we have the element of surprise.
Thanks, sweetheart. That was pretty good. I like that.
Joy, I'm a military brat, and I'm used to that kind of talk, but that was good. I understand where you're coming from.
Joy, yes. You just spoke the truth. Where you got that from, I don't know. But it is golden. The element of surprise is always a military advantage.
Well, for certain, our plates are full. Let's cool our heels. James, you're back, and right now that's all that matters. I'll have the chefs to whoop us up a celebratory steak dinner in our corporate banquet hall, and the next few days are going to be full of planning. James, let's use the proof's reconnaissance capabilities to our full advantage moving forward.
Agreed. It's a full day. Let's all go get some rest before dinner.
Ooh, Avis.
Joy, you are so nasty.
Wow, what an episode. Colonel Simpson is back and it appears just in time. Dr. Swat Datfly has got the hots for Avis and he wants to make her his own. The good Dr. Datfly's got bad intentions. We gotta keep an eye on him. And speaking of Avis and Colonel Simpson, they've got a now recognized blossoming romance. They've also got some bad guys on their tail. Some of them family. The reality of life on the farm is sinking in, but how will they manage it all? Captain Nielsen proves to be kryptonite for Max once again. Let's see if the military will deconstruct the evil android to see what makes him tick. And by studying Max, will this mean that they will now have a few technical and scientific secrets of their own? And speaking of a distraction, what about Captain Nielsen? Is she more concerned about her relationship with General Stanley than her sworn duties at Vandenberg? Man, these two are the reason we've got a new term here at the DSP, and that term is booed up. We didn't invent it, but it fits. Dr. Bott has proven to be a valuable ally. We trust him. Will the dire warning he delivered to Bubba about Dr. Datfly change the way he operates the farm? Find out on the next episode of Deep Space.